Today's daf is daf pei. We got to the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom, the two dots im erchatz. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about different things that a husband or father is able to be mefer of the spouse or daughter, respectively. And the Mishnah had initially said inui nefesh were examples according to the Tanakhama. Anything that's inui nefesh would be allowed to be mufar from the father or the husband. And the Mishnah had given some examples. And the first example was im erchatz vim lo erchatz, if I will take a bath or not take a bath. Im iskashit im lo iskashit, if I will put makeup on or if I not put makeup on. And the Ran said the Gemara is going to explain exactly what these examples were. So here we are. Yeah.
So you know that's the itzim nefesh.
The Gemara is about to explain what's this case mean. So we're in the bottom of Ayin Tes Amud Beis. It says im erchatz, the two dots. Heichi kamar. What exactly is she saying? What's the neder that she's saying about taking a bath, not taking a bath, that the husband has the right to be made for because it's considered inui nefesh? So the Gemara explains, ilema, if you're going to tell me that she says, the amra, konim peris olam alai im erchatz, if she says that all the food in the world are going to be ushered to me if I take a bath. So if she doesn't take a bath then she's allowed to eat the fruit. Only if she does take a bath will she be asked to eat the fruit. So lam li afara, lo sirchatz, lo lisatsim peris olam. So what's the need for afara? Have her sit there without taking a bath at all. She'll be a bit smelly, but as long as she can eat the fruit, and there's a way out of it, there's no need to do a afara in that case. So it's not considered inui nefesh. What's the aleph do there? The bach?
Ola.
We're trying to figure it out. We're trying to go through all the different examples. So this case is not the case where she says all the fruit usher to me if I take a bath, because just don't take a bath, and she allows to eat the fruit.
But then you have an inefficient from the other side.
At this point, the Gemara doesn't think that. Maybe the Gemara is going to change that, but at least right now, the Gemara says that's not the case. So again, the Gemara says, "Lam li afara lo tirchatz lo ditarsan peres olam elu ala," and the fruit won't be ushered to her. The ode, moreover. Baha lemer biosi ein elu nidre inu nefesh. So Rabbi Yossi, remember the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi said the examples that Tanakhama gave about inu nefesh was not considered inu nefesh. Rabbi Yossi said that's not a problem. He rather gave a new set of examples of inu nefesh. If that's true, this wouldn't be considered inu nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi, that if all the fruits in the world would be ushered there, that's certainly going to be considered inu nefesh. How could Rabbi Yossi say that's not considered inu nefesh? So the Gemara says, okay, fine. Right, so again, Behal Lamer of Yossi ain't Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh. Dilma Rachta Vitarse Peres Olam Allah. She might end up taking a bath, and what's going to result is all the fruit, in fact, will be Aser, and that's going to be Inu Nefesh, even according to Rabbi Yossi. Let's see, any rhymes to do here?
What's the Inu Nefesh to Rabbi Yossi if the whole Torah is not Inu Nefesh? So
which we're trying to figure this out. We're trying to figure out what exactly is the inu nefesh. We've made a suggestion that if she takes a bath, all the fruit will be aser. And the Gemara had two reasons why that's not going to be a good explanation of the Mishnah. If you look at the Ran here, look at the Ran on the right side here. He the last few narrow lines he quotes from the Gemara, and on to the first medium wide line. It says dimidilo, dimidilo tani. The Ran says, from the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say, or rather the Gemara doesn't explain, kigon shenadra b'rechitza atma, that you took a nether from taking a bath itself. This was your question, David. Alma b'rechitza leke inoy. Not taking a bath is not considered inoy. V'cheven de leke inoy lama li afara. Since bathing is not considered inoy, there's no need for afara. Looking for a second here. Let's keep going here. Umidamrinan hai lishna, the lamale afara. The fact that the Gemara uses the language of why do you need a hafara for this case? Vamrina nami lo tirchatz lo titasim peris olam ala. And the Gemara suggests don't take a bath, and this way the peris won't be asatur, and this havamin at least. Mash but the chol emas to larach. So long as she doesn't take a bath, alo mitase la peris. The fruit won't be asr, velo chashin and shami yir tirchatz. But it's also not a concern that she might take a bath from the great inu nefesh. So clearly, at least in those days, taking a bath wasn't such a big deal. Not taking a bath, rather, was not such a big deal.
About going to the mikveh.
Would that be considered rechitza? It's a good question. Maybe
then,
if he's...
And then it would definitely be inu nefesh because...
She comes from the mikvah, then it would be aser and betashmish.
But all right.
It's going to the mikvah considered rechitza.
Maybe she was older, maybe she was 16.
It's very possible that going to the mikvah is not considered rechitza. We have that example by the 9 days. 9 days where it's right to take rechitza, but one could go to the mikvah.
Well, so,
No, but let's say a woman. So a woman, it's...
it's not a Shabbat, it's a Shabbat, yeah.
So the Ran...
it's not considered nefesh. That was taken away.
No, in those days it was different. In those days it was a whole problem.
It was even worse. Today when you take it, don't take a shower for 2 days, you know. Who wants to be with you?
But they're used to it. That was,
right.
They were...
In those days it was sometimes even the floors fell down because they had fire under it. It was a whole big shebang, taking a bath. People went once a week, they didn't go every day.
Fine, we're talking about Leola.
Yeah.
Okay.
But maybe she gave his man.
Maybe they were the best, they took a bath.
Okay, let's continue in this Ran now. The Ran says further, the Ikal Medak, they're those who make the following diik, the Had Amr of Yehuda Le'el, Perak Eil Mutar, and Daf Yudal Mabez tells us, Konim Einai Bishena Hayom, person says that my eyes are forbidden from taking any sleep today, Im Eishen Lemachar, if I sleep tomorrow, Al Yeshen Hayom, don't sleep today, Chashin Shem Yeshen Lemachar. The Dibetanai Lom is dire. Person says, if I sleep tomorrow, today's sleep is going to be usher to me. So they say, since the person's not so careful about the Tanai, but he's more careful about the actual nether, so today there was the nether, today the Isser is going to take place. What I do tomorrow will tell me whether today is Usser. So they say, today, don't sleep today, because I'm more careful about today, because if I do sleep today, tomorrow is only the time I'm not going to care about it so much, then I may end up sleeping tomorrow, and retroactively will make the sleeping today Usser. So don't sleep today, says the Gemara. V'achanami, Islam the Mechash. Here too also, we should be concerned. Dilma rachsa v'titasar mehashas prepare. So why is the Gemara not concerned, at least in this Havmina, that maybe she'll take a bath? The bath is only the Tanai. The Isser is the Peros. Maybe we should be concerned that she might take the bath. That should be a real chashash, just like the Gemara earlier is choshish for the Tanai, choshish for sleeping the next day. Says the Ran Lav Kushi, that's not a problem.
That's
Rabbi Yehuda.
That's answer we get for Rabbi Yossi.
That's answer for Rabbi Yossi. We know we didn't say Dilma. Someone might end up taking a bath.
Yeah,
I guess within the Tanakama. It's a good question.
Right. So he's asking why doesn't the Tanakama agree with Rabbi Yossi? The answer that we get for Rabbi Yossi.
Right. So Lav Kushi, this is not a problem, says the Ram. The E Amra Behedya Konin Peres Olam Alayim Hayom Imerchat Hachanami. If she articulated the nether in such a way that today's fruit, rather all the fruit in the world, will be usher. If I take a bath today, that's true. Einachanami would say there would be a chashash of her perhaps taking a bath. Aval kevin shetlasa nidra beim, if it's talim beim ein a beim ein b'mashu shetachal nidra el alacha shetavor al tanai. So the way it is, it's actually it sounds like only the fruit from the moment she takes a bath, then the fruit will become usher. That is a different type of formulation. As opposed to saying, today's fruit will be usher, but I take it tonight later on, that is a concern. Here we're saying, if she takes a bath, then moving forward, all the future fruit will be usher to her forever. It's a different type of tonight.
So he's answering the difference between this and the shein, not on...
Okay. Fine, so Gemara doesn't like that first suggestion. Again, what the Mishnah is referring to about taking a bath is not referring to if I take a bath, all the fruit will be usher, because we had two questions on that approach. Rather, the Gemara on the top of Pei Amud Aleph tells us, Ella, what's the ned there that's considered inu nefesh? Ella, the amra konim hana ruchitza alai li olam im erchatz. She says that all benefits from taking a bath will be usher to me if I take a bath. What does that mean exactly? Let's see. Says the Ran on the top here. Ela de amra hanas rechita alai li olam im erchatz vechemin de kamra haki. Since she says this, rechita rishona sharyala. First rechita is okay. It's only that first bath which will then prohibit all the future baths. Avam miyahi rechita veilach. From that point on, mitasa rechita li olam. Then all bathing will be prohibited from that point on. So why is it considered inu nefesh? Before we assumed the Gemara that lack of rechitza is not considered inu nefesh. Now we're assuming that rechitza is considered inu nefesh. Let's read a little further. Maybe we'll figure this out. Hold on. Let's go a little bit further. Rishim Halchi, the Gemara says, for this reason, mefer la, then for this reason, he is allowed to be mefer the nether. Why? The echatavit. What other option does she have? Tirchas, if she takes a bath, mitatzer hanas rechitza la, then all the bathing in the future will be asatir. Lo tirchat is la nivala. If she doesn't take a bath, then it'll turn into nivel. It'll become disgusting.
Oh. Finally.
Fine. So that's the question, why the Gemara it's beforehand didn't assume this way. So let's look at the Ran for a moment here. The top left, the Ran says, "Lo tirchatz is le-nivel." If she doesn't take a bath at all, then it's going to turn into nivel. The sfir le-hashta, the brechita ikra in the nefesh. Now the Gemara changes; it shifts gears. No, in fact, brechita.
Right. The lack of, it does say that. That's what's said. Otherwise, it makes no sense.
Right. So the Gemara changed that assumption.
Right.
The chitaim, if you're going to suggest, the Ran says, "Ihachi amai nakitana del tali neder beim." Listen, konim brechita lie. Okay, we don't need to say that Ran.
It's so not a good neder. That the husband can be mefer because it is in nefesh, like the Tanakh.
Exactly, that's what Tanakh said. This is considered in nefesh. We'll see in the Rabbi Yossi in a second why that's not considered in nefesh, but for the Rabbanon, we understand why such a nether would qualify as in nefesh.
Probably you, wasn't you're good.
Probably wasn't married.
What was it?
Okay, I'm just looking on the side for a moment. Okay. Gemara now says, now what's the position of Rabbi Yossi, who says that this is not considered ino nefesh? So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, savar ef shedilo rachta ulaniva lo cheshinam. No, it's possible that she doesn't have to take a bath, and we're not concerned of nivel. Now, what does it mean we're not concerned? Either it won't turn into nivel, or the husband will be mocha in the nivel. So let's see, there's a long, decent-sized Ran here. The Ran says, Rabbi Yossi, savar ef shedilo rachta ulaniva lo cheshinam. It's very possible that she could withhold herself from taking a bath and it won't result in any nivel. The sphere leiler biyosi the brichita li olam lek inu nefesh. There's no inu nefesh at all, like the Gemara assumed earlier. There's no inu nefesh by not bathing. V'hiksha harav rabbiyono d'mash mevadei d'sugin asid delo krabinasim. It seems clear that our Gemara is not going like Rabbinasim. What does Rabbinasim hold? The sphere lei the ein habal mefer elam kin chal haneder. The Rabbinasim says, hafar only works if the nether's chal. If the nether's not chal, then there is no relevance of Ayafara. Why? Halak Rabbanon, the Pligi, is rather going like the Rabbanon who argued with us on Beshila Pirkun. We didn't see this position yet. This machlokas, that appears later on, another 9 days from today. So the Gemara says, I'm taken from amongst the Jews if I'm Mishamish you. So I don't remember that case there. Rabbi Yossi says that you can't be made for that nether. Chacham says you are made for the nether. Is it worth going through the Zeran now?
I don't understand what he's saying.
I'm not sure either. I don't know this case here.
He gives example in order to get to the point. And therefore, the lo chatsa lo chayshin alim nefesh. Sheina yechora nitzad mirish benu levela. Ina mikidron shetalta.
Okay, I'm not sure. I read through the Ran. I'm not sure it's so relevant for us right now. Okay, so there's a machlokas again here about whether or not lack of bathing is considered ina nefesh. I'm trying to remember, there's a very important halacha l'maisa. Is there? I think Rav Moshe based something on this. What was that?
There's a very interesting breach. She katzer she bepshita she has it. Hakol madim she amniyat malachim tzel olam ein lechayim nefesh olam gadol mizeh. Ubiyat kol asud.
What? Hakol madim what?
That it is an inoy.
En gadol inoy for mizeh.
Yeah. Ubiyat kol asugia beofen shone al pigesat acheret.
I see that, yeah. Thomas has two opinions. Rabbi Yossi says one day is no nivel, but if it's no rechitza liolam, that's going to be considered ino, even according to Rabbi Yossi.
That makes more sense.
So you have to reread this Gemara somehow. But then he quotes the other opinion that maybe some say no, only even Rabbi Yossi says ino nefesh rechitza liolam aser, that also would not be ino nefesh.
Yeah. I guess maybe the answer is that if going to the mikvah is not considered a rechitza, then once a month she ends up going to get and taking a bath anyway.
Really a bath in mikvah, just dipping.
No, I think we should
stay as long as she wants. There's no demand. She can go to the mikvah so and stay for an hour swimming.
So you're making it a rechitza.
Yeah, but you know, it's a mitzvah. She does a lot of what to do in the mikvah, but she can stay longer, so it's considered a chitza already, so she's buffering, so she enforces the nether. Well, first of all, she has to get clean before she goes to the mikvah, so that's also part of the
some dirt.
part of the mitzvah of the mikvah. So I guess once a month, unless she's pregnant, she's in trouble.
Okay.
I think that tells us of one day. So next part of the mikvah.
Say again, go on the next part of the Gemara?
Yeah.
Just looking here for a second. I remember this, there being an interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe that was based on this Gemara. I'm not seeing a quote back here, maybe I'm misremembering. There's a discussion here about whether hot water or even cold water will be usher, actually. The Tosfos Ari talks about this. That might be a way around this. That Tosfos Ari thinks, Rabbi Yossi thinks only warm hot water would be usher, but cold water is still permitted. And that's the way he explained the Gemara, that there won't be nivel because you can take a cold bath. Okay, it's not going to be so comfortable for her, but it's still a way of preventing any of the nivel from happening. Okay. So what were we saying, sorry, Adam, about the continuation?
No, I think that Tosfos Ari supposed to be quoted about one day. It's going on the next part.
Okay. Okay, fine. So let's keep going now. So that's the machlokas again. If she says she creates an isser of rechitza on herself, will that result in nivel or not? Tana Kama thinks it will result in nivel, therefore the husband or father is able to do hafar, but Ryosi thinks it will not result in nivel, and therefore there's no need for hafar. Let her sit without a bath, and there won't. That's not considered nivel. Ihachi, that's the case, the Gemara says, listen, Ihachi, the Mishnah should have presented it as follows. Rabbi Yossi Omar, it should have said, Rabbi Yossi says, Tanai zeh ein bo inoy nefesh. It should have said, not that the nether doesn't have inoy nefesh, but the Tanai doesn't have inoy nefesh. Let's look at the explanation here. If you look at the Ran three wide lines down, he says, Ihachi, listen, Ihachi, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Tanai zeh ein bo inoy nefesh. Perisha Rabba Ben Yonah, the Hashta, the Tana ein elu nidir nefesh. The Mishnah actually says, these are not considered nidir inoy nefesh. Because the nether itself isn't an inu nefesh, that's why there's no hafar according to Rabbi Yossi. But if there was a nether that had an inu nefesh, then Rabbi Yossi would allow there to be hafar. Velesa, that's not true. Dechevan de betana lek inu nefesh. Afil nether beperos olam lo yefer. Uktamina bereish sugin lama lo hafar lo tichas lo letasi bereish olam. So he's asking a question, standpoint, not giving pshat on the Gemara here. So what's the Peshat in the Gemara here? Right, so let's look at the Mefarish here. See the Mefarish, a few narrow lines down. He says, "Listen, Halchi Rabbi Yossi Omer Tanaiza Ein Ba'ina Nefesh. Dok Kol Neder Hazeh. This entire Neder that she takes, Eino Ela Al Tanai. It's only based on the Tanai. But Tanai She Overis Overis Al HaNeder. If she takes a bath, that's the first bath is the Tanai. If she takes that bath, that will result in a further Isser of bathing." I'm not following this, the kasha the Gemara is asking. I was reading the Mefarish. Let's see. Yeah, Tosfos has a different shot here. You see the Tosfos, the listening Hachi, Rabbi Yossi Omer Tanai Zeh Ein Bo Inu Nefesh. Tosfos says, Kevin Sheyesh Inu Nefesh Bekima Tanai, not only the Neder, but even the Kima Tanai, the first bath she takes, which is the Tanai, that also has an element of Inu Nefesh, according to Rabbanon. Shagam Kodem Meshavra Tanai, Hu Nimnevas Mirchitza, Kdeshul Yichol Alea Isirchitza. Even before the Tanai happens, she's going to hold back from taking a bath. In order that the nether not be chal, Hilkach haya lo lahaskir atanai. Yossi's attack, his response should have been on the Tanai, not only the Nedarim. Veloha nether. Aloha yolom rak Rabbi Yossi omer lo yefir. It should have said, these Tanayim are not considered inu nefesh.
Because the Tanai is, it's going back on the payers. So the Tanai is that she won't take a bath. and the result of the neder is that she wanted payros.
Correct.
No,
it's bath. The result will be no. Right, result will be the bathing will be aser.
No, but according to this, it's also going on the first part of the Gemara that is payros.
According to Tosos?
No, according to Rabbi Archer.
Okay.
I think so. But it's giving it as an example. So if you say, so the Tnai, let's say with the case of the Tnai, is that you want the Kebat. So that's not Inui Nefesh. But in the case of the Paris, it is Inui Nefesh. So instead of saying that it doesn't cause Inui Nefesh, the Tnai is not Inui Nefesh, it's not Inui Nefesh because bath is not Inui Nefesh. But eating Paris is Inui Nefesh.
That seems, I'm not sure that's what the Tosis is saying.
Probably not.
I think Tosis is simply saying that her Tnai there at this stage of the Gemara is, if I take a bath today, all future baths will be usher to me. So when the response is Rav Yossi says, that's not considered nidre, those nidram are not considered inu nefesh, he should have said, that's a tanai that's not considered inu nefesh, because the tanai, the first bath was a tanai, only the further baths will be considered nidarm. So his response to Rav Yossi is not so precise to what the Gemara is explaining. I think that's what he's saying, if that's clear.
So she can be over the tanai?
If she does take a bath today, that will result in
she didn't do anything wrong.
No, nothing happened. Right, this right now is before anything has happened. She just made a statement.
No. Right. She took the first bath.
No, she didn't take a bath yet.
Let's say she did.
So she did, so everything's going to be usher.
But by taking that bath, she didn't make any violation.
Not exactly, not yet. The nether exists, and if she takes a second bath, that second bath will be a violation.
Can be made for because it's inu nefesh.
No, but the husband can even be made for before the first tonight, it seems, according to Tanakama.
Yeah, because it's all
bad. It says, it's a hitneta oto kegon shamrakonam pirot haolam alai imerchat gam ken sober Rabbi Yossi shein habal yachol leafer sheken biyada shelo lirchot vezehu davar shein bo inu nefesh leshitato.
According to Biyosi, right?
Yeah.
But the response of Biyosi should have been the Tanai doesn't
right.
have.
Because,
he says the
right.
nether though.
Here it's going to the extreme where you know for sure that the result that the nether is in nefesh kamot right. by payers, and we know for sure that according to him the Tanai is not.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So he's taking it to one more step to make it more clear.
I see. Because Rechita, it's still debatable whether that's considered inu nefesh, but payers is vada inu nefesh.
Why payers vada inu nefesh?
Because you can't fruit. What are you gonna eat? What do you need?
They didn't have
Cheerios. What?
Okay. Not so many options.
No.
Okay, so the Gemara says, so now Gemara takes another stab at what's going on in the Mishnah here. So three lines to the bottom of Peyom and Aleph. Ela de'amra hanas rechitza alai li'olam im irchatz hayom. Rabbi Yossi sara nivon dechal yom alo shmei nivon. So another is, she says, that any hana, any benefit from a bath will be usher to me forever if I take a bath today. Today. Just today. Not the first bath, but today. So, Rabbanan hold that by not taking a bath one day goes by, now that is already nivel.
So, what's up? Because since we refuted Rabbi Yossi, then you're also changing the whole sheet according to Rabbanan because it doesn't work out. Is that what it is?
Exactly. Rabbi Yossi's response to Rabbanan are telling us we must have misunderstood Rabbanan's opinion.
Rabbanan also.
So, talking about this again, the tonight is that if I take a bath today, then all future baths will be ushered to me. So, according to Rabbanan, that's considered inu nefesh. One day without a bath is considered inu nefesh. And Rabbi says, no, take one day without a bath. It's not the biggest deal. You wait till tomorrow. Don't take a bath today. And tomorrow you can take a bath. And then, according to the way the nether was said, tomorrow's bath will not have any impact on any future bathing. Now, there's a raya. Maybe this was remembering. This might be a raya that when it comes to taking a bath on Yontif, let's say a two-day Yontif, a three-day Yontif, so can a person take a bath? Right. So the question becomes, is this considered something that's shav l'chol nefesh? If I don't take a bath for 2-3 days, is that considered something I really, really need? Or no, only certain people who are real, what's the Gemara's term they use? An istinus. So an istinus, only istinus people. But the Gemara sounds like from here, at least according to the Tanakama, that one day without a bath is considered a nivel. So that's considered the norm. So this would be a basis that taking a bath, and there might be based to taking a bath on Yantif. Again, the background is that person cannot do a malacha on Yantif unless it is a tzarech. You could do a malacha of certain ochel nefeshings. You could turn on a fire or raise the heater or boil water. Let's say not turn on the fire is another problem of nolad. You could cook something if it's tzarech ochel nefesh or some other tzarech. Now, what's considered tzarech, the Gemara in Ksuba says, it has to be a tzarech of l'shav l'chol nefesh. It has to be equal to everybody. The question is bathing considered equal to everybody? So Tosos writes in, based on the Mishnah in Beitza, that's not equal to everybody. Only certain people need to take a bath all the time. People can miss. Why, what?
Everybody needs to take baths.
No, but not every day. The Mishnah, the Tosfos assumes, based on certain sages, that...
You never went to
Yeshiva.
What?
You never went to
Yeshiva.
Why in Yeshiva they don't take
baths? He was in the army. I can't imagine they took a bath every day in the army.
In Yeshiva they call it, right. They call it posting.
Posting?
Yeah, it means from Friday to Friday.
But, I mean, again, I imagine probably in the army you probably went days without a bath.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I don't know so much, but yeah.
So either way, so but it sounds like from this Gemara, maybe there's the Raya from the Gemara that even one day is considered inu nefesh.
So according to this, the question we ask why Rabbi Yossi's lashon is tonight is neder or not tonight?
Zoldan, are you allowed to take bath on Yom Tov or not?
He's saying first.
He's
putting ahead rachitza alay lolam imerchat. So he's putting first the neder and then I think the order. I think.
But what's not inu nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi? My son, what comes
did
out? The Ron addresses this question. Okay. So look at the Ron here. The Ron says, take it from Rabbi Yossi Savar, that big Ron. Rabbi Yossi Savar nivol dechad yoma lo shmeikin nivol. One day without a bath is not so bad. Hilkach lo yefer, there's no need. There's not a basis to do hayafara. It's not considered inu nefesh. Dematzi mok mebenafshe chad yoma. She could hold herself back for one day without a bath. Brachita v'shalom metaserba. And then she waits one day. Then there will not be any isur. Lekalak shuye hacha. Don't ask here. Kid makshin leel. The Gemara asks above. Ihachi listening. Rabbi Yossi omer tanaiza ein bo inu nefesh. The Gemara's question before, like Adam said. Mishum di have a tanai hachi. Tani hachi have a mashmet inu nefesh. Shu dilahavi. I didn't get that.
He's saying that Chad Yoma is so nothing according to Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't even register as being a Dvar Beino Levena. So if it would have them done the Tanai not being Inu Nefesh, then it would have implied, okay, it's not even a nefesh, but it's a davar bein alavina. Maybe you'll see, it's not even a davar bein alavina. It's nothing. It doesn't register. Spouse doesn't even notice.
If you said in the Tanai, it's Tanai Zayin bo inu nefesh?
If you would have been focused on the Tanai not being inu nefesh, then it would have implied that it's not even a nefesh, but it's davar bein alavina. And it's not even that. Hashem Kane, he still holds, I guess Rabbi Yossi still holds, that Liolam.
He's not Inu Nefesh.
Yeah, he must hold also, it's not Inu Nefesh Liolam, but that's a Bina Labina.
I'm not fully getting that, but. Okay, let's go right to the Ron. The Ron says further, Vechitema. See the Ron, Vechitema, continuing, he asks what we said before. Vechitema, Kati Kasha, Dechem, the Biosi, Lopalag, Ela, Niva, Dechad Yoma. Rabbi Yossi is only concerned with one day. One day without a bath is not a nivel. Aval nivel the olam mo de be da havi nefesh. But if it's for forever, that the issue of bathing is forever, that's considered inu nefesh. So, Rabbi Yossi, yeah.
So it goes against his first.
So hechi am Rabbi Yossi. So hechi am Rabbi Yossi ein elu nidre nefesh inu nefesh. Tav be ikra nede inu nefesh el nivel chayoma. About nivel the olam modibu. Sorry, I went back a line. Yeshbo k'tumak shinim bereish shmeisan. So clearly, this is a type of nether that has inu nefesh. That one day, something a person could really
hold on that here.
So answer the Ran teret harav rabeil also delesa. Not true. To be yosi aruchita dilom nami palik. He even argues by a ruchita that's also forever. V'halchi kamrina Rabbi Yossi tzaver nivel the chadiyom lo shme nivel v'lo chayish tana lashmina v'hadiv bidei. More than this, says Rabbi Yossi, the Ron, according to Rabbi Yossi, there is no inu nefesh at all. If a person doesn't take a bath for the rest of his life, that does not qualify as inu nefesh.
But it is a davar beinu levena. Mashen king chadiyom is not even a beinu levena.
Interesting. So for herself or himself, a person can live with him, without himself taking a bath. He can handle himself. It's only a bein adam lechaver, bein ol veina, it's going to present a problem between the two of them. Well, the parish sheriff, Rabbi Yonazal, also leshaper tvei, he turns out better actually. The benivel chad yom apali gedafil mishum de bezarm she bein ol veina lesle. One day of without bathing will not be an issue between the two of them. Like we were just saying, according to Rabbeinu Yonah.
I don't think Rabbi Yonah is arguing with Rabbi Eliezer.
Just elaborating on this.
Just saying, and according to what I said from Rabbi Yonah, it even comes out better.
Uh-huh.
You know, because he just quoted Rabbi Yonah to answer that question before about.
Oh, okay, I see. From this we can learn mashma dechemin dafilu beruchita de liolam lek inu nefesh mimela dechad yoma afilu dvarm shebein alavena, like you just said, nami lahavi zeh nearly. Okay, so what's going on is as follows. According to Rabbi Yossi, according to the Rand understanding of Rabbi Yossi, is as follows. One day of not bathing is not considered nivel, and it's also not an issue of beino levena. One day without a bath, the husband could really handle that. But a ruchita liolam, although that won't be inu nefesh either, because the person himself, it's not so much trouble for the person himself who doesn't take a bath, but it's for the people who he's going to be around or she's going to be around, that's going to be a problem. So beyond that, it will be an issue of beino levena, but it won't be an issue of inu nefesh beyond that. That's Rabbi Yossi's understanding, and that's the 2 days in Tosa that we saw also, I referred to earlier, as well, whether one day without, beyond one day will be inu nefesh according to Rabbi Yossi, or even liolam, Rabbi Yossi thinks it will never be considered inu nefesh.
So that's what explains why Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah says, enze inu nefesh, and he would add, but it is, beino levena.
Exactly.
Saying that the neder is not inu nefesh.
Right, but it is
beino
levena.
It's not even beino levena. So the Gemara is not bothering
him. All right.
Okay, let's go to the top of Pehamid Beis. We are halfway through the time. Says the Gemara. Shania, Shanis, Imerchatz.
Shanit.
One second.
Shanit.
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 Shanit. Right.
What?
You're right.
Okay. Wait a second.
So the Gemara pointed out to the Gemara is a dogma hashniya shal mishnah.
Okay.
Making fun of the pshutim.
No, it helps.
You understand? You learn. You read this. It's so clear.
It's like reading.
It's so clear. Yeah.
It seems that he reads this and it's very clear.
Well, he knows. But when I'm on a trip and I think you can really see.
Okay, so Gemara says Shanis im Erchatz. We explain the first example of the Misha. If I take a bath, and that nether was if I take a bath today, then all my future ruchitas will be aser. But what about im lo Erchatz techidam? What's the case where she says I won't take a bath? What's that nether? Ilema, if you're going to say the amrit titasar nas ruchita liolam, alai im lo Erchatz hayom. If she says all the hanas of ruchita will be aser to me forever if I do not take a bath today. So lam li afar, why is there need for avara? Titaschei, let her go take a bath.
I didn't want to say it again.
What?
Say it again.
The Mishnah said different examples of a neder of inu nefesh. Example one was im erchatz, if I take a bath. That is what we explained up until now. Second example is im lo tirchatz, if I don't take a bath. So what's that neder? If it's a neder where she says, all the rechitos will be usher to me forever if I don't take a bath today. If I don't take a bath today, by the end of the day, I don't take a bath, all Rechit will be aser. So why do you need hafara? Just have her take a bath. If she takes a bath, then everything will be mutter. There's no need for hafara. That's not considered inu nefesh. So Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda explains the Amra hanas rechita laili olam im lo erchatz b'mei mishra. She says all the hanas in the world of rechit will be aser to me if I don't take a bath in mei mishra, which I think is waters from flax soaked in the right something like that, which is not too good. Right, exactly. It's gross. Right? It's cesspool, let's say. So that if that's the case, that's what we're going to suggest, which okay would make sense. Mar asks Kavase the Katani in a similar fashion then, when the Mishnah goes on to explain Imlo is kashet, what's example if she will not put makeup on herself. So what's the case there? Imlo is kashet binaft lichlachu. If we're going to have a parallel case that if I won't, if all the future makeups will be offered to me if I don't put makeup on today, so let her put makeup on. So we're going to explain, no, it means if she's going to put something disgusting on her as the makeup, if I don't put any disgusting makeup onto me, all the other makeup will be offered to me forever. So I'm not sure exactly what neft is, but something not too pleasant.
Neft is like the black thing, you know, I think it's what you burn fire with.
Neft?
Coals? Ashes?
Oil?
Oil?
No, but it's burning oil.
Tar?
Not cooking oil, tar, like tar.
The one that you get from the ocean.
From the ocean?
Rafting. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Before you mezakech it.
In Spanish, oil is nafta.
Uh-huh.
Nafta,
left.
Yeah. So it's... Okay. So some type of disgusting oil. So if that's the case, lichlichu.
Petroleum.
That's not considered petroleum. That's not considered eskashet. You can't even call it eskashet by putting oil. That's called lichlich. So that wouldn't be precise in reading the Mishnah.
Why is the nekasha that mamishur is not called rechitza?
Right.
I guess that's still qualified.
No, because the whole... Yeah, you're right. It's the same
option. Well, Gemara's brother with the lashon saying that it's disgusting.
I hear.
It sounds like because this neft somehow has a detrimental impact on the person.
Right. Or you can say that the neft is absolutely not a kishu, but rechitza on the dirty water is still called rechitza.
Right. I mean, that's
the concept
like.
Itself of the word, there is nothing there. Like if you paint yourself with tar, you're not even doing any kishu. But you're doing. But when you're going into dirty water, you're still taking a bath.
Right. If you see a pig rolling around in Mei Mishra, you say he's bathing in the Mei Mishra.
Right.
So you're not getting clean.
You can't say he's putting makeup on with petroleum.
That's
maybe.
It's not rechitza referring to getting clean.
Bring home your wife petroleum for her birthday.
Today's a birthday taco. Maybe I should. All
right.
Bring some petroleum. Okay. Says the Gemara. Amar Yehuda.
That's a strange example.
Up your alley. Says the Gemara. Amar, so what's the case here of the Imlo Tirchatz? What's the example? What's the neder that she takes? So Amar Rav Yehuda explains the Amar Hanas Rechitli Olam Alai Imirchatz Hayom. So she first takes a neder that all Rechitza will be asked to me if I take a bath today. Fine. Ushua. Then on top of that, she adds an Ashua Shal Erchatz Hanas Erchatz. And then she says, I'm going to make a Shua, I cannot take a bath today. So now, by her making a shavua on today's bath, she's prohibiting the tanai from being fulfilled. And when she doesn't fulfill the tanai, now what's going to result is all future rechitas will be asur to her.
Why are we going back to rechitas?
No, we're talking about erchat, shelo tirchatz. We'll discuss the eskashi in a second. But this is the type of that shavua, the second shavua of shavua shelo erchatz, that second shavua, that's the nether that requires, or shavua that requires a hafar from the husband. Because that's a lo herchatz that will result in an iser rechitza of inu nefesh. Okay. Now, the next case is in a similar vein. Now, so to hanas kishud alai liolam imiskashud hayom, that all future makeups will be usa to me if I adorn myself today. And then on top of that, she says shvuah shlo eskashi. Then she says I cannot be eskashi today. By her not being eskashi today, will in essence prohibit all future makeups. So that works out well. That's what Rav Yehuda explains. Okay, the Gemara now says Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi, hi elu nidarim v'shvuos mi bayle the misnei. But now we're throwing into Shavuos. So our Mishnah says, Elu Nidre Nefesh, Nidre Inu Nefesh. But it really should say, Elu Nidarm V'Shavuos. So Amalei, Rav Ashi responds back to Ravina, Tani, Elu Nidarm V'Shavuos. Enechnami, right. And that's what it should say. It should say, Elu Nidarm V'Shavuos. Ibai Zayim, alternatively, you don't need to change the Girsa, Shavuos Nami Hainu Nidarm. We find many places, not many, but there are few places where Shavuos are actually referred to Nidarm. And when it says, Elu Nidre Inu Nefesh, in fact, it includes both Nidarm and Shavuos under the rubric of Nidre. Ditznan, the Mishnah tells us, K'nidre Risham Neder B'Nazir V'Karbon V'Shua. The Mishnah much earlier in the Masechta told us what's a Neder Risham, and it gives an example of what's a Nidre Rishamar, a Neder that a Rosh would take. And it goes on to give examples of not only a Neder, but a Nazir and a Karbon, and even a Shua. A Shua is considered an example of a Nidre Risham, so we see that Shuas and Nidarm are sometimes used interchangeably. And when it says Nidre Nefesh, that Ein Echanami can even refer to Shavuos. Then the Gemara says, "V'amru Rabbanan Rechita is beinu nefesh kila rachsa." Is it true that the Rabbanan hold that if a person doesn't take a bath, that is considered inu nefesh? Uriminu. Gemara asks the question.
Could have asked this last part.
Right? Yeah, could have. Enochanam could have asked it earlier. So the Gemara quotes from a brayse. The brayse that appears in Maseches Yuma. Afa pisha aser bekulan ein anush kars el ba'ochav shalos ba'osam malacha bilvad. So Gemara there, Mishnah is referring to the Chamisha Nuyim, the five prohibitions on Yom Kippur. The five included eating, drinking, Sicha, Rechitza and Tashmish Amita. So even though all five are us, the Mishnah tells us only two of them are going to result in Karis. That's Achila, rather, only three of them. That's Achila, Shisiyah, and Osam Lacha. But Tashmish Amita and Sicha will not result in Karis. The Amris, if we say Ki lo rachta ika ina nefesh, if we're going to say by not bathing for just one day, we'll be inoy, b'yoma kippurim ki rachas l'chayv karis. If a person does take a bath on Yom Kippur, he should be chayv karis. A person's supposed to go through inoy. By not eating, by not drinking, he's supposed to go through inoy. If a person does eat, he's not afflicting himself. If a person does take a bath, he's not afflicting himself. So right now the Gemara is assuming, what's the reason for karis? Whenever a person is not getting inoy, whenever he's getting, let's say, in the positive way, if a person's getting hana, so then he's going to result in a chiv karis. Like eating, drinking, and lacha result in a hana, that's going to result in karis. So too, by taking a bath that results in a direct hana, that should also result in karis. So let's look at the Ran here. The Ran says, "Ein anush karis ela al ha'ochel v'ha'shoseh." The Ran brings a proof for this. The pasuk says, "Kol ha'nefesh ha'shalot tu'uneh." Any person who does not afflict himself in Yom Kippur, bavati, and he loses himself, he's going to be lost, he's going to get karis. Ezu inu nefesh, sheyesh bo ibu nefesh. What's inoy that results in ibu nefesh, that results in someone losing his life? If a person doesn't eat or drink, eventually will result in aveda, he'll end up dying. Has to be a type of affliction that's very, very serious. Al ha'osa ba mlacha dichse ba karis. And mlacha, even though mlacha doesn't result in even nefesh, there's another pasuk that tells us explicitly that osa mlacha gets a chiv karis. But then the Ran says ki rachas lichayev karis. If we're assuming according to the Rabbanan that not bathing for one day is ina nefesh, so a person who were to bathe in Yom Kippur, that should result in karis, because he is holding back himself from gaining inu nefesh. He's supposed to have inu nefesh in Yom Kippur. The Ran explains the halom ani nafshi. He didn't afflict himself by taking a bath. Ubedinhu dematu l'shnuyile. The Gemara could have answered the following way: Dinehi derechitza mikra inoy ein chayvan lekaris dehach ba'inin inoy nefesh sheish ba'iva nefesh. Ubino yuchita leset. The Gemara could have simply answered: what's the whole source that achil v'shesia or Yom Kippur results in karis? Because the pasuk says havarti. It qualified only a certain type of inu nefesh can result in karis. Only those which is havarti. Only a type of inu nefesh that would result in a loss of life, like eating and drinking. If a person doesn't do it, he's going to die. But rechitza, not having rechitza, will not result in ibu nefesh. So that Gemara could have answered that way. Ella de Rava parke afilo alib de hanu tonight de les lehach drasha. But Rava, as we'll see in a second, wanted to give another answer according to those opinions who don't have hold of such a drasha. According to those other opinions, what's the reason why rechitza doesn't result in a chiv karis? So back to the Gemara. Now the Gemara explains. So why again, if one day without rechitza is inu nefesh, so when taking a bath in Yom Kippur would be a violation of not having inu nefesh, it should result in karis. So why do you not get karis on rechitza? So Amar Rava, Rava answers, min yana dekra gav yom ha-kippurim dechsev. From the context of the pasuk by yom ha-kippurim, in Parsha Achrimo says, tanu es nafsho seichem, one should afflict himself in Yom Kippur, milsa diyade inuya, a matter that's known of inuy, hashu rechitza lo yada inuy. Let's see, what's that saying? So the Ran explains the last few narrow lines of the Ran. The day a person stops to eat, he begins to feel the pain. A few hours after skipping a meal, he's going to feel the pain. The only inoy that the Torah was concerned with was that inoy that's noticeable, recognizable on that day. But rechitza, the day a person doesn't bath, it's not going to be noticeable. It's only after a day or two or three or 4 days does the lack of bathing will have any impact. But there's no hecker when it comes to bathing on that very day.
So you're allowed to take a bath in Yom Kippur?
No, you're not allowed to, but it will not result in karis. So back to the Gemara again. The Gemara says one more time, Amar Rava min yana dekra. We learned this out from the pasuk itself. Gavi yom ha-kippurim dechsev tanuas nafsho seichem. You have to afflict yourself. We're probably missing a key part of the pasuk here. Hayom, it probably should say. It doesn't say that. Okay, fine. But it has to be an affliction that is milsa diyade inuya hashta, a inuy, a certain affliction that's recognizable now, such as eating and drinking, results in karis. But chita lo yade inuya hashta, When it comes to bathing, the pain is not recognizable now, and therefore not bechlal karis. It's aser midiraisa, but it's not, well, maybe aser midiraisa midirbanan, that's a machlokas rishonim, but certainly, according to all opinions, will not result in karis. Okay. Then the Gemara says further, gavi nedarim, with respect to nedarim, however, dechsiv kol neder v'chol shvuas aser lanos nefesh, milsa de asya la lidei inoy. When it comes to Nadarim, what qualifies it as Inu Nefesh? We don't care about the Inu Nefesh of there right now. Inu Nefesh for Nadarim purposes has to be something that can result eventually as Inu Nefesh. When it comes to Yom Kippur, we only care about the day itself, 10th of Tishrei. We don't care about the 11th, 12th, or 13th. So therefore, it's all about the now. And since there's no Inu Nefesh by Rechita, there's no Isser, there's no Chiv Karis. But Nadarim, we're concerned with something that will result eventually in Inu Nefesh, even though Rechita right now may not present any inu nefesh, since it can result in it, that's considered a inu nefesh.
But according to, I know the Gemara says about this from Rabbi Yossi, but I think I'm asking something different. According to Rabbi Yossi, we said he considers
Rabbanan a thing, even. Day one.
They say Chad Rabbanan.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi says Chad Yom is not inu. Rabbanan says Chad Yom is inu.
Even day one is inu nefesh. It's not recognizable, no, but day one is inu.
No, but then at the end we said differently. At the end we said that Rabbi Yossi considers never inu nefesh, but it's just that it's been no.
Right, that's according to Rabbi Yossi. But according to Chachamim, right, though, who think that even day one is considered inu nefesh, according to them, even when day one is considered. Right. So the Gemara doesn't have to say that it's going to result in inu nefesh. It's inu nefesh now. There's no criteria of any hecker. You don't have to recognize the inu nefesh when it comes to the dharm. There's actually pain that's being felt right now for one day without a bath.
Are we explaining this according to the pshat that it's today, so that I never take it, or we're going on the t'nai that she...
We're going within the Rabbanan.
Are we talking about Rabbanan on the t'nai or on the result?
Yeah. I'm not sure if that makes a difference.
Yes, that's why I think this lashon of minkar on there keep emphasizing, and it looks like Tosfos and the Rosh, everybody keeps using the lashon of minkar.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with the fact that in Hanami, even though it's inu nefesh to the individual that day, it's not recognizable to other people as though it's inu. We just want them.
Why is that relevant, though, even? The Pen Lishita Mekubetzis has two opinions here about whether Nikr is Yadu L'Acherim, like Pashas the Gemara, or it's to himself. If it's to himself, then I understand. There's room to say there's no Inu Nefesh to himself right away, by Rechitza, possibly. Going back that's to Iran, even within Rabbi Yossi, though, that's Rabbi Yossi, not within Rabbanan. He asked this question on the round that we just said. Give some technical answer about the type of nether. Okay, you have to read this a little bit carefully, but okay, so I'm not sure exactly. It's a good question. Okay, let's read a little further now. How far does this next piece go here? We can probably make it to the top of payoff. We have 10 minutes still. So let's see what we can do. Gemara says in the bottom, around 8 lines from the bottom, Rami de Biosi ad Biosi. Let's ask, we just asked the question according to the Rabbanim, now we have a question according to Biosi. Biosi said again that that lack of rechitza is not considered inu nefesh. So Rami de Biosi ad Biosi, Mayan shal b'nei ha'ir, if there's a spring of the city, a public spring, chayein v'chay acherim. So let's say, this is the Rav Moshe I was talking about, okay. It's a Tosefta Bamitzia. So Chayein Kodmin L'Chay Acher. So let's say the city needs the access to the water, and the neighboring city also needs it. So the people of the city go first. People who own the public spring come before the neighboring city. let's say behem ptam behemet acher, the animals of the city versus animals of the neighboring city. So of course behem ptam kodemes behemet acherim, the animals of the city go before the animals of the neighboring cities. Kvizasan kvizas acherim, the laundering of the city themselves versus the neighboring city. Of course kvizasan kodemes kvizas acherim, the laundering of the city dwellers go before the neighbors. Chaye acherim vikvizasan. Let's say it's the neighboring cities, their life, they need the water to drink, but the city dwellers themselves need laundry done. Chaye acherim kodem lekvizasan, which seems somewhat obvious according to the Tanakhama, that the pikuach nefesh is going to override my need for a clean shirt. Rav Yosi omer kvizasan kodemes lechaye acherim. No, the laundering of one's own clothing precedes the life of the neighboring.
I like it.
Okay, fine. So there's a run. I think we'll get there's something here for Moshe. So Gemara says hashta kvisa amar b'yosi yesh b'tzar guf guf kul lo kol shegein. If Yosi thinks that laundering my clothing is greater than someone's life, then certainly not bathing my body will be greater than someone else's life. So how could Rav Yossi say then before that rechitza one day is not a big deal? There's no inu nefesh. Clearly he holds it's inu nefesh. It's a kal v'chomer. If laundering clothing is inu nefesh, certainly a bathing will be considered inu nefesh. So the Gemara says, Amri, in kvisa alim of Rav Yossi. Not true. Kvisa is stronger than that of bathing. The Amr Shmuel, the high arvuvuse deresha, the arvuvuse, something in the head, Rashi says here, rather, the Ran says, "Avuvusa dereisha kishenu mesarik rosha tamer." A person doesn't comb his hair often. When we talk kach ikar avuvusa bereisha, he's going to get all tangled and twisted together. So that's going to be masali de avira. That's going to lead to what blindness, right? To make you blind. Avuvusa de mane, if there is somehow tangling of the clothing, masali de shamumisa. That's going to lead to some type of some other disgusting timon lev. I'm not sure exactly how they're explaining this to mean, but
craziness.
Okay. So we see avrusa degufe masi de shichne vecheve, and there's some type of the zay of the body, the disgustingness of the body, that's going to lead to boils and other disgusting things. So again, the dirtiness, the oil of the hair leads to blindness. The dirtiness of the clothing leads to some type of craziness.
The dirtiness of the hair, which will lead to blindness, that's because of the connection to laundry. The hair, laundry is clothing.
No, he's making Shmuel has a whole list of things: hair, yeah, body, no, and clothing.
The answer is that the first two don't have a refuah, and the last one does. So it's more chamor things that you have no refuah. If you become somebody, if Hashem becomes blind or something, you
can't fix it. So we see
but
that
he's going to die right now, and you will die in 2 months or 2 weeks.
No. He just comes.
He's
just
tired. So I'm saying both the first and the third ones have refuah, but not
no.
the middle one.
No. Only the third one has one. The first one doesn't. Blindness does not have. But for assuming right now, I have a kasha of, but don't you need to wash your hair then? You need rechitza on the hair. But assuming right now, rechitza, the hair
but
is okay.
You could wash your hair without rechitza.
Right, and that won't be a violation of.
Right. Right, it says Masarik Rosho. You just
comb
it out.
Yeah.
So, but the point is.
I think
so
the French never took baths, so they invented the whole thing of like combing and perfume because of that.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. The French do love.
I remember
in Wahyu.
When I was in Yeshiva in Switzerland, the guys from France never took that.
They'd walk, I remember in Wahyu, they'd walk out of the elevator just like a
really,
whiff of cologne.
They invented cologne because they didn't. I'm just going to go to the
Okay. So anyway, so that's the conclusion here. Ryosi thinks, in fact, laundering clothing is more important than that of taking a bath. Taking a bath is a refuah.
Is it clear here that the lives of these other people are going to be in jeopardy, or we're just calling it chaye acherim because it's sustenance of people? In other words, if it's mamish pikuach nefesh, I don't know, is it really that one takes precedence of the other, or we're just saying, you know, now they're going to have to find somewhere else, but that would go to support their physical needs.
So that Flo writes this very point. He says the Bryce is not referring to a case of pikuach nefesh where the mamish thirsty to death. That's Vada, Rabbi Yossi will agree that they come first. What they're referring to is it's a suffix akana less. I mean, they could, or they could buy water from elsewhere. It'll be more easier to go to the neighboring city. But if they can't get it from us, they get it from more money, more expensive elsewhere. They can find it more effort. But that's the case. It's more tirch involved. Ben Echanami, you're right. If it was a situation of pikuach nefesh, even Yosi would agree that they should come before the city launderers. But there are others who say Beis Shmuel actually says it's not true. Beis Shmuel quoted in Shulchan Aruch, writes in the Shulchan Aruch, that it seems that even in a situation where it's pikuach nefesh, still the laundry of
is much more important, obviously.
Right, well, if it's tied to a person's mental health,
right?
Yeah, how do you live? You don't have to, better to die,
right? You don't have to go crazy to save somebody else's life. Right. Like the Radvaz says that Shaila Vaz, you have to cut off your limb in order to save someone's life.
Right, and that's Emek Shaila end up saying here that it's Siv. Here, that's the machlokas, whether or not a person should put himself in a suffix pikuach nefesh in order to save a person who's avad in pikuach nefesh. So this is a very, very important sugya based on that. There's something about Moshe. I need to look up this Moshe. Okay, fine. Shkoyach.